This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The death toll from the deadly COVID-19 virus has now climbed to over 228,000 globally. The number of infections is more than 3.2 million. In the U.S., there have been nearly 62,000 deaths and more than a million infections. The number of people who have recovered from the virus, though, globally is more than a million. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease specialist in the United States, says he is optimistic about the ability of the antiviral drug remdesivir, produced by Gilead Sciences. The drug shows promise in shortening the time it takes seriously ill patients to recover from a COVID-19 infection. Early data from an international COVID-19 drug trial shows the drug has a clear-cut, significant positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery, Fauci's saying. He added, this development is really quite important for a number of reasons, and that the recovery time was reduced from 15 days to 11 days in the drug trial, which involved over 1,000 hospitalized patients in the U.S., Germany, Denmark, Spain, Greece, and other countries. Dr. Fauci said this was the first truly highly powered, randomized, placebo-controlled trial for a coronavirus treatment. U.S. President Donald Trump says the federal government's coronavirus social distancing guidelines will be fading out when they expire Thursday and as states pivot toward reopening. But Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has been advising the president, warns that a second wave of infections is inevitable, saying that Americans could be in for a bad fall and a bad winter if the right measures aren't put into place. This is VOA News. A hospital team in Britain has come up with what it says is a low-cost, high-performance ventilator to aid patients with the coronavirus, adding that the system could be quickly rolled out in developing countries with poor health systems. The global demand for medical ventilators has soared as COVID-19 spreads around the world. Doctors and engineers at Imperial College London went back to the basics and came up with JamVent, a ventilator that can be built cheaply anywhere in the world, according to the designers. They say they are not competing with existing ventilator designs or parts, and also that because it's so simple, this one is actually very scalable to build and very easy for someone to source these parts anywhere in the world. That includes developing countries with poor health systems. Some African countries have only a handful of ventilators to treat millions of people. The designers plan to test assembly line prototypes in May and seek approval for clinical use in Britain and the United States. Veteran Bollywood actor Rishi Kapoor died Thursday in Mumbai after battling leukemia for 2 years. The 67-year-old star, who made his debut as a child actor, went on to win the hearts of millions of fans with a teenage love story, Bobby, in 1973. The news of his death was a double blow for the Bollywood Hindi movie industry and its tens of millions of fans. Kapoor passed away a day after another acclaimed actor, Irfan Khan, succumbed to cancer. Kapoor had undergone treatment in a New York hospital for almost a year before returning to India last September. He was admitted to hospital in Mumbai on Wednesday. The doctors and medical staff at the hospital said he kept them entertained to the last. He remained jovial and determined to live to the fullest, right through 2 years of treatment across two continents, Kapoor's family said in a statement. He was a third-generation actor in a famed Bollywood family that had played a dominant role in the industry. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's fiancée, Kiri Sigmunds, gave birth to a healthy baby boy at a London hospital on Wednesday, slightly earlier than expected. The 32-year-old had previously said her baby was due in early summer. It was unclear if Johnson would take paternity leave, given the government is facing the worst health crisis since the 1918 influenza outbreak. And Johnson himself just returned to work after recovering from coronavirus. For more on this and other world stories, please check out our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.